Answers Magazine, Volume 6.2, Page 10. Perspective. Buzzing Past Computers. A recent study shows that bees can do the same work as computers in determining the shortest path when making multiple stops, aptly named the traveling salesman problem. Plug the locations into a computer, and the system can pull up all possible routes and calculate the shortest one. But bees can also make the best determination with uncanny accuracy, all without RAM and on the fly. Dr. Nigel Rain, who conducted the experiments at the University of London, tested whether bees would return to flowers in the order they discovered them or if they would fly the shortest return route. With brains the size of a grass seed, the bees picked out the most energy-efficient route. Such extraordinary behavior points to the Creator, who programmed bees with this incredible ability. Encountering opposition. A new full-scale ARC being built in northern Kentucky, 35 miles south of Cincinnati, has run into vocal opposition even before the first board has been cut. Presiding at a press conference last December to announce the ARC, the centerpiece of the huge ARC Encounter history-based attraction, was Kentucky Governor Steve Beshear. In his speech, he indicated that owners of an investment group would be applying for sales tax incentives. A second after he opened the floor for questions, someone blurted out, "Isn't this blatantly unconstitutional?" That loaded question did not catch the governor off guard. His legal team had done its research and determined that the attraction's owners, the ARC Encounter, a for-profit LLC, does qualify for sales tax incentives under Kentucky's Development Act. Though it is owned by the for-profit LLC, the attraction will be operated by Answers in Genesis. AIG's participation in the ARC Encounter drew harsh criticism against the governor for supposedly violating the Establishment Clause of the First Amendment. The fact that some sales tax collected would be rebated to the ARC Encounter LLC caused an uproar. Some reporters claimed, falsely, that money would be taken from the state budget and away from needed state programs. In reality, the state would be rebating some of the sales tax because it expects to earn a lot more money through other means. As Governor Beshear pointed out, an estimated 1.6 million visitors will come to the ARC Encounter the first year, supporting perhaps 14,000 jobs at both the attraction and nearby businesses, and adding tens of millions of dollars to state and local government coffers each year. At press time, the LLC and AIG are proceeding against all opposition. They've already ordered the massive lumber beams needed for the 500-foot-long, 152-meter, full-scale ARC. Clear intelligence. By evolutionary standards, chimps are supposed to be our closest living relative. But when it comes to understanding humans, they don't hold a bone to man's best friend. Canine researchers at Duke University have been examining dogs for over 15 years to understand just how well the animals learn. As it turns out, they have figured out how to read human behavior and human gestures better than any other species has, even chimpanzees. Scientists increasingly find surprising intelligence in a wide range of animals, from crows to dolphins to dogs. This intelligence points not to unguided processes acting over millions of years, but to the creative genius of our all-knowing Creator.